The scripture today is from Romans 8. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and to deal with sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, so that the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you live by the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, and who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks.
Today we are approaching the conclusion of our New Year sermon series, New Year, Same Promises. The last few weeks we've been walking through some of the scripture passages where we find promises that God in Jesus Christ makes to us as people of faith. It's an important time of year to remind ourselves that nothing we can do can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. There's no diet that we can begin, no budget that we can break, no New Year's resolution that can be assuaged, that will take away God's love and presence in our lives. The scripture passage that Peg read for us this morning reminds us that Jesus himself is the judge. And here we receive the promise that in Jesus there is no condemnation, no punishment, no weight of guilt that we carry. Because we have received the gift of his love and forgiveness. And that gift sets us free for love and service in the world. I think there are times when it's important to remember this promise that Jesus makes to us, that there is no condemnation, there is no punishment. But sometimes we judge ourselves and we punish ourselves for things, don't we? We think about our credit card debt, or the fear that we have of people who are different from us, the guilt over something we did, or the regret that we carry over something we didn't do. And we judge ourselves too harshly. Sometimes we judge others harshly as well. We think about the mistakes we've made, the people we've hurt, the relationships that are broken, the unhealthy behaviors that we participate in. And we condemn ourselves. We judge ourselves. We punish ourselves and we say, we are not worthy of God's love. We are not worthy of belonging to a faith community. We are not worthy of the forgiveness that Christ offers to us. But then there is this promise that we receive from Romans 8. Some of us probably have it memorized, that there is nothing, height or depth, angels or demons, rulers or principalities, that can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. So we are free from our sin when we hand it over to Him. We are free because we are forgiven and loved. For some of us, freedom will take the form of simple forgiveness. Oh God, I have sinned and I need to be forgiven. And when we release that burden into the arms of our loving Redeemer, we are free. For others of us, freedom will take the form of reconciliation. When we say, oh God, my marriage, my relationship with my children, my relationship with my next door neighbor is broken. I need you. I need your example. I need your love to help me repair it. And freedom will come in the form of reconciliation and hard, hard work. For others, freedom will come when we admit our fear. Oh God, I am afraid of change. I am afraid of people who are different from me. I am afraid of death and dying. I am afraid of moving forward. And freedom will come to us in the form of our Creator and Redeemer and Sustainer saying, my child, I am with you always. I created you and the whole world, everything in it, to be beautiful and beloved and diverse. And I walk with you in this life, day by day and step by step. Moment by moment, I will lead and guide you. For others of us, freedom will come in the form of unleashing ourselves, surrendering our need for God to step in and intervene in our lives, to say, God, I don't want to drink anymore. God, I don't want to smoke anymore. God, I don't want to gamble anymore. And the mystery and the power and the grace of Jesus Christ will intervene in such a way that you will find the strength and the support that you need to unleash yourself from that burden and to walk as forgiven and free people. When we let go of these burdens, when we let go of our fears, our pain of guilt, the weight of worry, we do indeed surrender to God's grace. We let God take control of our suffering with His love. And we remember the promises that we find in Romans 8. That when we are in Christ, there is no condemnation or punishment, for nothing can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. Now, this promise does not mean that we will never sin again. It does not mean that we will not face hardships or struggles in our lives. But it does promise us that when we lay down our burdens and let Christ redeem every relationship, every situation, every worry that we have, we will be free. We will no longer have to carry those things with us. And we will be set free for love and service in the world. A few months ago, I was driving in my car on I-96. I was headed home from my in-law's house in Holland, where my son and I had just spent a nice afternoon visiting with his grandparents, and I had done some work on my sermon. It was a very good exchange. They played with the baby, I worked. It was about dusk, and I was driving home on 196, and as I was entering the on-ramp, as I was just on the on-ramp to get onto the highway, a deer crossed before my path. A big, ugly deer. The biggest deer I have ever seen. There were antlers. There were ears. Big, bulgy eyes. And do you know what happened? I hit the deer. On accident. I really didn't mean to. It's one of God's creatures, and I really felt sorry about hitting the deer. But it just came out of nowhere, don't they? Those deers, they just come out of nowhere, and it's like they want to be hit. Have you ever hit a deer? Yeah, okay. So you know what it's like. It's very scary. And I, a young mother, am carrying my son in the back seat. He's about a year old, sound asleep, in his car seat, tucked in his blankets and everything. And I was scared to death. I hit a deer. I had to pull over. I wasn't sure if the car was drivable anymore. I didn't know if he was dead or alive. And I was terrified. There was an overwhelming feeling of guilt that came over me in that moment. Oh my gosh, I put my son in danger. I wrecked the car. I caused an accident. I killed one of God's creatures. What are we going to do? So I called the police. Shaking and with the phone in my hand, I said, "Hello, I'm in the car and I'm okay, but I need someone to come and help me. I have a baby in the car. I just hit a deer. Can you come?" Yes, they came. Woo, 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 they came. In the meantime, I carefully get out on the other side of the road and I go in the back seat and check on the boy. He's sound asleep in his car seat. Nothing has fazed him. But I'm still trembling with this fear and with this guilt. Oh my gosh, I hit a deer. My baby was in the back seat and I put him in danger. I killed one of God's creatures. I wrecked the car. This litany kept repeating itself in my head. After the police wrote his report, there was no ticket issued, of course. I went on my way. The car was still drivable. I got home. I met my husband at the house. We examined the car. We put the boy to bed. We had dinner. And I tried to sleep that night. The truth is, I didn't get much sleep that night because that litany still kept going in my head. That litany. Oh my gosh, I hit a deer. I put my baby in danger. I wrecked the car. What are we going to do? The next week, we took the car to the auto body shop. The car wasn't totaled, but there would be $6,000 of necessary body work. And again, that litany washed over me again. Oh my gosh, I hit a deer. I put my baby in danger. I wrecked the car. And it's going to cost $6,000. That guilt, that worry stayed with me until we got the settlement claim from State Farm Insurance Company. And let me tell you what happened. This bill that we thought was going to be approximately $6,000 was put through to the insurance company alongside the police report, alongside pictures that we had taken of the car, and a written explanation of what had happened. Oh my gosh, I hit a deer. The whole story. State Farm analyzed the whole situation. You all know how this works. They analyzed the whole situation, and they wrote us a letter that because the driver was not at fault, because the driver was not at fault, and there was no other car involved in the accident, The cost of our deductible would be $100. $6,000 versus $100. Suddenly, the litany in my head had changed. It went from, oh my gosh, I hit a deer. I put my baby in danger. I wrecked my car and it's going to cost $6,000. Oh, because the driver was not at fault, your deductible is $100. And as my husband and I were studying this document and really reading in between the lines, trying to make sure we understood exactly everything that it had said, he turns to me and he says, God's grace is sufficient for you. The insurance company forgives you. Our boy is fine. Our car will be fine. Let it go. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And there is nothing we can do to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. We are forgiven, and we are set free. Some of you may have some litanies that you are rehearsing in your head. A dialogue you had with a spouse or a family member. An incident that happened with your neighbor. A big blow-up fight you had with your kids. A mistake you've made. That litany watches over us sometimes. We rehearse the dialogue. We play the scene back and forth in our head. We wonder if there's anything else that we could have done or should have done. And we wonder if we'll ever be free from it. If we'll ever be able to let it go. And brothers and sisters, I can tell you from personal experience that some stuff sticks with you for a while. But when you surrender it over to God in Jesus Christ and ask for forgiveness and ask for freedom, there is no condemnation. There is no punishment. We have the blessed assurance that through the mysterious and the powerful and the wonderful grace and love of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven and we are free. So whatever prayers you prayed today during that time of silence, may you shout your hallelujahs as you let go of the things you are carrying and surrender them into the arms of a loving and merciful God who is good, who is love, and who will never let you go. Amen.